So simply sitting down. And learning how to relax to the max. If you try and hold yourself tight, you find that you become tense. When you become tense, you become tired or even in pain. So this is learning how to really deeply relax your body and afterwards your mind. Even for those who look at the deeper meditations, you still have to begin by learning how to relax so deeply that you can truly establish awareness, mindfulness, without any tension or tightness. When you're painting a wall, preparation is important. Digging a garden, so much work just turning over the soil. In meditation, learning how to relax before we even go onto anything else. Are you sitting here? Is your body comfortable? Maybe comfortable now, but in 10, 20, 30 minutes, will it still be comfortable? So this is where we learn how to be really aware of our body and also learning how to relax it. So you start with your legs. If they're hanging over a chair or crossed on the floor or tucked under a stool, how do they feel now? Something as simple as asking, legs, how are you? Is a way of directing your attention to that part of your body. You get an answer back from your legs. Legs, is there anything I can do to make you more comfortable? You may get an answer. If you do, follow that advice. Adjust, fidget, scratch. It's good to do that now rather than in the middle of the meditation. And please do not assume there is a magical position for meditation which you've seen in books or you've seen sort of in a statue somewhere. You're not a statue, you're flesh and blood. You hurt, you're in pain sometimes. So don't try and emulate what you see cast in stone. Be aware of how you feel and adjust accordingly. Being able to move and adjust until you find the optimum, the best position for your legs is kindness. Kindness to your own body. And then you're aware of something as simple, as overlooked as your butt. Supporting your weight on the cushion, on the stool, on the chair, wherever you are sitting. How does that feel? If ever I just disregard my bottom when I start meditating, I increase the chances of my legs going to sleep. The old pins and needles, the numbness. And I always remember that's because I didn't really pay proper attention at the beginning. So I'm really aware of how my butt feels. And I'm willing to fidget this, fidget that until I get the best position. I am practicing mindfulness together with kindness, what I called kindfulness. Kindfulness. It works. And then I move my attention up to my back. Many people have aches, pains in the back. So I feel my back. Really am aware of it. And as usual, I like stretching my back. Just like you see animals in the jungle having a good stretch. Even kangaroos. And then I let go. It makes me aware of how my back feels. Thereby I can check it out to make sure it's all comfortable. And moving up to my shoulders. Learning how to relax them too. Awareness gives you the data, the information. And moving it this way, moving it that way, gives you feedback. One little method is just to scrunch those shoulders up as tight as I possibly can and then let go. And the muscles relax deeper than when I began. And I can feel that. I am aware enough of the tightness or ease in my shoulders to know how relaxed those muscles are. Every time I meditate, I do this, so I learn this awareness of the body and knowing what causes tension in my body and what relaxes it. Thereby I learn not just how to exercise my body, but how to relax it, to bring it to a state of ease. And I look at my arms and my hands, making sure my arms and hands, that they're also comfortable. Up to my shoulders again and ask my neck, my throat, how it feels. Again, I look upon it as like my family, parts of my body which I have to live with, I can't escape from. Making sure every part of my body is as comfortable as I possibly can make it. Mindfulness gives me the data, do this, do that, move, change an attitude, get feedback. That way you learn, trial and error, how to relax. I'm very aware of the feeling of relaxation, of ease, when things aren't being held tight. I know that feeling because I've looked at it for a long time, many years. Then move up to my face, where the emotions inside are played out for all to see on the muscles around my eyes and my mouth and forehead. People can read your emotions by the configuration of those muscles around your eyes and mouth. So I learn how to relax those muscles. So nothing is being pulled, nothing is being pushed or squashed. I'm aware enough of those muscles to know how just to relax them at will. Because as I bring ease and relaxation to the muscles around my face, the corresponding emotions inside also lessen and even disappear. Being in peace to those muscles brings peace to my emotional world. in this very simple exercise, I've relaxed my body parts one by one. And before I move on, I am aware of my body right now, really relaxed, at ease, and noticing how delightful it feels, the pleasure of relaxation. The reason why people do just go lazing on the beach, well, they do like to sleep in the morning if they have the day off, a nice cozy relaxed bed. Well, they go for massages or hot baths. Here I do all of that just by sitting, being aware and learning how to relax every part of my body. When it starts to feel delightful, the relaxation goes deeper. I don't need to think or wander off anywhere because it's delightful, it's fun. Just being with a relaxed body. Is any part of it that's still tight? I just focus in, zoom in on that part of the body and just relax it. Relax to the max. With no fear. Before the mind wanders off, now we go to the mind, relaxing the body, now to relax the mind. How peaceful are you, or how agitated? You don't need to tell anybody except yourself. From 1 to 10, the peaceometer, which I call it. What number would you give it this evening? From 1 to 10. At least you know where you are. Now, see what is necessary to bring that number down, to relax it. Being in the present moment now is essential. Fears, anxieties, plannings of the future just disturb you. Now is where your future is made. This moment is the only one you have to create a healthy, peaceful, happy future. Now is where life is made. So focus on this moment. It gives you more opportunities to relax the mind. The past cannot be changed. Just like dead coffins which cannot be revived, carrying them around with you crazy when you look at it that way. Let the past fade away. When you focus in this moment, when you're aware and alert and kind, this moment, this mind calms down. You find more peace. But really important, please notice the pleasure of peace of mind. The joy of being inwardly relaxed. The sooner you can notice the pleasantness of being calm, the less likely it is you'll wander off onto some second-class happiness like thoughts and fantasies. The joyful peace of this moment is more profound, more spiritual, more happy. So appreciate the pleasure of now. The freedom. You may start to be aware of your breath if you want to. But as long as it's happening now and you're relaxed, fine. If you are, just let the breath come in, let the breath go out. Breathing in peace, breathing out, let go. But making sure you don't sacrifice the peace in your mind. Peace comes first, awareness of the breath comes next. I'm going to be quiet now until the meditation finishes in about 8 minutes' time. How do you feel now? It's getting close to the end of this short meditation. And getting close to Christmas as well, the jingle bells I just heard. So how relaxed is your body? And how free is your mind? To enjoy it for a few more seconds. Now I'll do the jingle bell thing to end the meditation. And please, out of kindness, smile when you come out of meditation. I have to look at you and imagine a couple of hundred grumpy faces. Anyway, so if you would get yourselves nice and comfy, in a minute we will start this evening's talk.